Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and joining me by phone today is Anna Wasesha. She's the president and CEO of the West Central Initiative in Fergus Falls. This is one of the McKnight Initiative Foundations, and welcome to the program.
Thank you.
You had something you wanted to talk about today that's kind of unique and special to your region.
Well, sure. One of the things that's not unique and special is the workforce challenge. I mean, there's simply not enough workers, and that's not just a Minnesota issue. That's, you know, a national concern. But what West Central Initiative is doing, among other things, to try to help with that challenge is running a campaign we call Live Wide Open. And we are working with businesses and cities, towns, municipalities, counties, whoever partners with us is welcome to be on board, because we all stand to gain by increasing the numbers of people who might move to this part of the state and become active contributing members of our communities. Live Wide Open focuses not only on the jobs that are available and the opportunities to live and work in what I think is probably the most beautiful part of the world. We have more lakes than almost anybody else, and rolling agricultural communities that are just sort of stunning landscapes. But we also are talking about the lifestyles that people can have or expect to have when they move here. We know that people are interested in safe communities, in complete streets, walkable communities, that they want to know that there are bike paths and service organizations and good schools and healthcare and all of those things that get wrapped together into the good life. So we have a website, and we are working to amass a large repertoire of stories of people telling others why it is that they chose to move to this part of the state and take up their lives.
Really cool. And is there kind of a target audience you're after? I mean, is it sort of between the ages of like 25 and like 40 or something? Or what's the story on that?
Well, some of the energy for this comes from Ben Winchester's work on sort of the re-migration of people who are, yes, older, who are in their late 20s, early 30s, through their 50s, you know, people who've gone away, you know, maybe were raised here or experienced life here as a young person, went away and then decided that they wanted to come back when they were ready to settle down, really embark upon their career, have a family, you know, really set down roots. And so, yes, I would say that in large measure we're aiming at that age group, that demographic group, but in general we're just aiming to tell the story of how meaningful and wonderful it is to live in West Central Minnesota.
Well, it sounds like you've got a plate full, but also a really, really rewarding work that you're doing.
It is. It's the best possible work anyone can have.
Well, thank you so much, Anna. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you.
Anna Wasesha is the president and CEO of the West Central Initiative in Fergus Falls, and this has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.